Welcome to Signal and Noise number 1, December 2007. This is it, the premiere episode, number 1. I really don't know what more I can say. Signal and Noise is my second foray into the podcasting world. It's going to be a little briefer, a little more concise. It's going to give me a little bit more time to carry out the other activities I have going in my life. And since I'm interested in being a little more concise this time around, let's get right to the show. We're going to start with a little bit of information about science fiction turned to science fact. Dune, Star Wars, Warhammer 40K, Doctor Doom, Wing Commander, and now the University of Michigan. What ties all of these together? Plasteel. From an article in the University Record at the University of Michigan, and an article in the October edition of Science titled Ultra Strong and Stiff Layered Polymer Nanocomposites. A group of researchers at U of M have created a brick-and-mortar pattern of layered nanosheet composites that is light, transparent, and as strong as steel. Engineering professor Nicholas Kotov, hopefully I can get through the rest of this without mangling his name or anyone else's here, Professor Nicholas Kotov has dubbed the new substance plastic steel. Though the new material is not quite as flexible as regular plastic at this point, the potential is there. Science fiction aside, Professor Kotov says with more development, plastic steel, and I quote, can lead to lighter, stronger armor for soldiers or police in their vehicles. It could also be used in microelectromechanical devices, microfluidics, biomedical sensors, valves, and unmanned aircraft. I'm sure all the other science fiction fans out there probably have a number of other ideas as well. Professor Kotov's plastic steel is created via a new machine the research team invented, specifically for this purpose. It automatically layers multiple layers of the clay-based nanosheets with a polymer adhesive. This machine brings to mind the developing technology in three-dimensional printers that are starting to become a little more common. Combine both of these technologies, and the ability to produce super-strong, lightweight components right in your own living room will soon become a reality. We're probably still a little far off from Star Trek. However, you know, imagine being able to create tables, chairs, glasses, cups, all sorts of little household conveniences anytime you needed them, and then dump them back in a little recycling bin to be reused in some other form later on. Maybe we're a little closer to the Jetsons than Star Trek, but the possibility is there. Let's move on to our second topic of the day. The mystery of Chupacabra is finally revealed. All right, not really. If you haven't heard of Chupacabra, I can only hope it's because you spent the last 12 years getting caught up on your Netflix queue. Chupacabra is usually considered to be an urban legend. Reported sightings have occurred in Puerto Rico, Mexico, and the southern United States. Usually described as a moderately sized hairless critter around the size of a bear that lives on the blood of livestock. Earlier this year, three corpses of hairless, big-eared creatures with fangs were found near San Antonio in Texas. Reading from the article in Yahoo News, we find, as I turn the page, San Marcos, Texas. The results are in. The ugly, big-eared animal found this summer in Cuero is not the mythical blood-sucking chupacabra, it's just a plain old coyote. Biologists at Texas State University announced Thursday night that they had identified the hairless dog-like creature. The DNA sequence is a virtually identical match to DNA from a coyote, biologist Mike Forstner said in a written statement. This is probably the answer a lot of folks thought might be the outcome. I myself really thought it was a domestic dog. But the Cuero Chupacabra is a Texas coyote. Chupacabra means literally goat sucker in Spanish, and it is said to have originated in Latin America, specifically in Puerto Rico and Mexico. A little more from the article. This is fun, not scary. But if people are worried about the chupacabra, it's probably even more important that we explain the mystery. Folks can fear what they don't understand, and a big part of the goal in science is to explain the natural world. He said additional skin samples have been taken to try and determine the cause of the animal's hair loss. Thanks to Yahoo News, the AP, and Wikipedia for the information in today's article. And that will tie things up for the day. Before I go, I want to urge all of you, seek out and find one interesting piece of information and then share it with someone else who will appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Signal and Noise. If you have any interesting stories or information that you'd like to share, please do so at the website signalandnoise.org or through signalpodcast@gmail.com. Please leave any feedback you have at the same locations. There will be links in the show notes. Sound effects are provided by ERH from the Free Sound Project. Closing music is Someday by the podcast troubadour Jeff Shields at the PodSafe Music Network. Signal and Noise is copywritten by the producer under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 license. Carry on.